Welcome to headquarters, embarrassment. Oh, we're doing a fit. No. Oh, nope. Going high. Oh, you got a real sweaty palm there, buddy.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and over there is the prettiest damn girl I've ever seen. Oh my God. Joe.
Hello, everybody. I am very flattered by that, but no.
What? No. What are you doing? You're looking beautiful right now.
I was crafting before you came home, and now I'm ready to go to the movies.
What you're telling me is this is your laying around the house look.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I did leave the house today. I went to see our goddaughter. That's what I did. I went to some little playground thing and pet the animals.
That's a perfect segue. You know why? Because my name is Scott, and this is before and after reviews, where we go see a brand new movie in the theater and give our thoughts before and after, which Joe would say spoiler free. And the reason I say this is a perfect segue is because we're going to see a kids movie.
We are going to see a kids movie.
And we're going to be in a theater full of screaming, terrible handled children.
I don't think so.
When I bought these tickets, it was a full theater.
No, for real? Oh, and you know, it's summer. Duh.
Yeah, today everybody's off.
Yes, and it's Juneteenth.
We're recording this on Juneteenth.
Yes, Juneteenth. So yeah, it's going to be a full theater, yes.
Because we're seeing Inside Out 2.
Yeah.
The sequel. Now, I think at first, I wasn't running to see this movie. You know, this was like one of those movies, you see these Pixar movies, and I feel like they may be Disney's kind of pushing Pixar to put out like two movies a year at this point. And I used to like it when it was like every 2 years we get a Pixar movie. It was like Studio Ghibli, right? Yeah. Did I say that correctly? I think I said that.
Ghibli? Studio Ghibli?
Ghibli?
I think, Ghibli? Well, we always say Ghibli. It could be Ghibli, but let's say Ghibli.
Well, either way, yeah, well, it was like one of those things when you got that movie, you were excited. It was like an event because you knew it was going to be quality. But the studios feel like they have to smash out more and more product, and it's really starting to hurt almost all of their avenues. And so Pixar was going through this problem because a lot of their movies were just getting dumped on streaming. And that's a shame because I'm still enjoying these movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I haven't been disappointed with one. Maybe ever. I think that
We have. We didn't care for, was, I don't even know if it, I think it was Pixar, Soul.
Well, Soul is good, but it's
good,
just
but we didn't
not
love it.
It didn't do for me the things that I think it wanted to do. I know that people do love it though.
Hmm.
The same goes with Brave, and the same goes for the fourth Toy Story film, and the second Finding Dory movie on Finding Nemo sequel. And those movies are like, they're not bad. They're all still pretty good. But it wasn't the quality or that excitement that I once felt. But then they would come out with another one. Like, I heard everybody hated Elemental, which was their last movie.
I loved
and it. And I absolutely adored it.
Oh, I loved it. We both cried.
I'm a sucker. And these movies usually get me. So the reason I bring all that up is because I guess the Cars movies. I don't really think we've seen the Cars movies, by the way.
I think I only saw the first one.
I don't think we've ever seen the two sequels, which are considered the worst.
Because wasn't one like just about Mater or something?
I think so.
I can't do the, you know, whole wee-hoo, you're done, you know, hillbilly redneck thing.
We say that, and then when we see the movie, we're like, oh my God, I do kind of like it.
I don't know if a whole movie could be sustained with just that one character.
True. You know, I don't think he's the only character. I think everybody's still back.
Oh, I know. But if it's about him and he's carrying the movie, I don't know for sure because I didn't look into it. But I think he's a cute character, but in small doses.
Yeah. Well, the reason we're bringing all that up is because I have seen nothing but gushing reviews for this movie.
Oh, I haven't seen any.
Yeah. The reason I even said to you, hey, let's go check this out, because some people that I agree with almost all the time said brilliant.
Oh,
so okay. I was a little shocked, but I should have seen that coming because the first Inside Out is extremely adult in its concept and its execution. But, you know, that's the brilliance of Pixar, is not treating, you know, kids stupid, doing a movie that everybody watching it can find something that they love.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one nailed what it was doing. So seeing a sequel, I was kind of, do we need a sequel for this movie? And then also seeing that some voice actors didn't come back because of pay refusal, which is, I don't know if I should be disappointed with Bill Hader and Minnie Kaling.
I think it's Kaling.
Kaling.
I don't.
I'm terrible.
I'm not really a fan of hers, but I do love Bill Hader, so I'm like, oh, that sucks.
Should I be disappointed with them not wanting to do a movie or asking more money of a project that might have been good? Wouldn't you want to do the project in hopes of like whatever? Like, it's a weird situation.
You think they should have taken the risk on it?
I think if it was me.
Pixar.
And it was Pixar calling, and it was a project that they should be very, like, happy they were a part of, because it turned out such a, you know, great product.
Yeah.
Which I hate calling it a product. It's a really good film. I would gleefully come back and not even care about the money.
Hmm.
Especially when they're in their situations.
Yeah, they're rich already, but I don't know. People have their reasons. It's whatever.
Yeah.
But I hope the movie is still good. I don't have any expectations. I'm sorry, I lied. I expect it to be cute. I know it's gonna be cute no matter what. I do think they're going for a more adult theme again this time.
Well, every time, yeah.
Yeah,
this is so about a kid growing
up. She's growing up, yeah, and she's gonna be riddled with anxiety. That I do know. But otherwise, I think it's gonna be cute. I really don't have any other expectations.
Yeah, I said all that stuff about Bill Hader and not wanting more money, but it could have been about something else. It could have been about layoffs, because I know Disney has affected these companies,
mm-hmm.
and they're laying off a lot of people. There could be another reason for it, and maybe I should look in before I start talking shit.
It's not always about money, you know?
I mean, that's true.
People, a lot of actors pass up on roles that, you know, one of two things: they're happy they did, or later on they, you know, regret it. They regret passing on a role.
Yeah.
But it, whatever it is, they do it for their own reasons. So,
of course. To beat it down to a small talking point, maybe it's an extreme, and maybe I shouldn't have done that.
But we just like Bill Hader.
I think it was a little surprising to me to see that some of them wouldn't come back.
Yeah,
but that was my two thoughts there. And the trailers didn't really do anything for me with this film. I don't know about you.
No, not really. I wasn't drawn in very, yeah. You know, like, oh, you have to see this right away. So what is
this? I see what you did there with the drawn in.
Oh, okay.
Was that intentional?
No.
Okay.
Nope. But so we're a little late to this party.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Came out last week?
No, it came out this week.
Oh, it came out this week.
No, I guess you're right.
It did come out last Thursday. Week
because we decided to see the other thing that was coming out that day.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So we're a little bit late to the party, but
yeah.
Either way. I'm still excited to see it. It's going to be cute.
Yeah. It's not like we're going to go see the 3-hour Kevin Costner epic Western movie that turns out to be a trilogy that he's doing.
What?
That's coming out this week. It's not like we're going to go run to see that.
No, I've had enough of Yellowstone. Okay? I'm out. I'm out on Yellowstone, and he made it. Basically, this movie is Yellowstone.
I can see why it would be said.
I'm just sick of it.
All right, let's go check this movie out.
Okay.
Look, we all have a job to do. I plan for the future.
You want to sit with us?
These girls are so cool.
We can't let her know we're excited.
I got this.
Joy, I'm just curious. Maybe, I could
Thank you.
Help.
Not now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not going to haunt us for the rest of our lives at all.
Are you feeling all right?
I know change is scary.
Let's do this.
Hey, Riley.
But we need new friends or we'll be totally alone in high school. Out with the old, in with the new. Riley's life requires more sophisticated emotions than all of you.
You can't just bottle us up.
We are suppressed emotions.
Let Operation New Riley begin. You aren't packed yet?
I'm the worst.
Well, that's a preview of the next 10 years.
Come on. Riley needs us.
Have I ever steered you wrong before?
Many times.
We're back. We just saw Inside 2. Inside 2?
Inside Out?
Inside Out.
Yeah. Have you gone, like, senile? I don't
know what's going on. We both know that's a thing that's happening. All right, so this is Kelsey Mann's first directorial debut. Going from working behind the scenes on everything in animation. You know, from storyboarding to animation to assistant crew on so many projects, stepping up into the director's chair and still also coming up with the story for this movie. Pretty impressive. What was your initial thoughts? What's your initial thoughts on this movie?
No, I thought this movie was really sweet. I liked it.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, I really liked it. I thought that the, first of all, the character of Riley just reminded me of my little niece. I don't know why. She just looked like her. So I like that. It was really cute. But I like the addition of the additional emotions a lot.
Yeah, we have some new characters, new voices.
Yeah, some new characters. I came out really feeling pretty happy about this movie. I thought it was good.
Yeah, I think this movie was quite touching, quite well done. Talk about a movie that is so perfectly capturing what it is, what emotions are to us, and how easily they can manipulate us and change us. And this movie really personified that, like, just perfectly captures just how important anxiety is to us,
mm-hmm.
and how important joy is to us. And there were a few moments in here that really just it the movie for me at first felt kind of small until there was a moment where a character reflects on it and says, maybe this is what getting old is, less joy in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, goddamn, that is one powerful conversation piece, one powerful moment. And it comes in a damn cartoon.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is what Pixar is good at and has always been good at. Really trying to get you to understand the smallest things and kind of see humanity in a way that you know, in a package you wouldn't normally receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at that moment when they said that in the movie, when the character reflects on that, just that one statement, I think this movie changed for me. Because what I thought was, okay, this is a by-the-number sequel with some interesting concepts and some really smart, clever looks on emotions,
mm-hmm.
became something more. More of a, you know, like an existential moment. Like just really going deep with what the concepts are here. And while the movie is, you know, exploring some of that stuff, and maybe like in ways that are, okay, you know, like a sarcasm, even the characters reflect on it, like, oh, a sarcasm, it's a literal sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that, it could, you know, comes off as a little less, you know, like big in scope, more of, oh, these are simple jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And then moments come that you're like, wow, that is way more important, way more something to explore mm-hmm. than you would ever expect. And I think this is what happened in Elemental for me as well. And I was very shocked. I saw people talking about it and talking about, I think one of our friends online was saying, like, you know, some of these movies need a villain. And I said, no, the villain is just the conversation, just the thought, just the small thing that could be like the wrench in the gears just thrown in, you know, mm-hmm. messing things up. And here it's just the concept of what if anxiety takes hold? And that is the villain. It's not the character of anxiety. It's the concept, what it means and how we deal with it. And I'm like, that's genius. Yeah. And I think Elemental did the same thing for me, where it was, no, the villain is the denial of letting someone different in mm-hmm. and, or letting emotion in because it's different. And something you think that you're not allowed to trend, you know, like tread in. And I think that is the villain. And I think that is where these movies are genius. We don't need our Hopper from, you know, like Bug's Life. You don't need that character because just the smallest thing could be the villain in your story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these movies are perfectly getting that. And I think that is where the strongest ideas come from.
Yeah.
And so this movie, it is nailing it way better than it has any right to nail it.
Yeah, I feel like that because this is a Pixar movie and it's animated and you would think automatically it's for kids, there's so much stuff in this movie that hit home for me. Just, I mean, you know, we were all teenagers once and I feel all those mixed emotions. I mean, it doesn't, they don't just hit one at a time or, you know, whenever it's convenient. They literally hit all at once. And that's what makes you kind of sympathize and empathize with the character of Riley, because she's conflicted in so many ways. And I mean, let's face it, being a teenager freaking sucks because you're going through so much. I mean, being an adult sucks.
But, that's what I'm saying. As you know, you keep getting older.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I still feel all those emotions coming at me at once, and I'm an adult. So I couldn't, you know, I understand, like, I'm not going to say I couldn't imagine being her, being a teenager and going through all these emotions, because we were all there. Yeah. You know, we get it. I was an awkward teen, which we talked about before on the podcast. I had a lot of complete and utter insecurities, and I just didn't like myself and didn't feel comfortable in my own skin. So I understand everything that Riley was going through as a character. I thought that she was so sweet. And I love the, like I said, I love the addition of the new characters, which, by the way, did you know that Anxiety was Maya Hawke?
Mm-hmm, Maya Hawke.
Know that. Yeah. So I like the addition of that character. However, I could not stop thinking, oh my God, that character looks like a Fraggle. Did you think that at all?
There's this really cool thing on the art style for the emotions. They are felt in nature. If you look at their skin, it's felt.
Yeah.
And it's like they took that idea of Muppets or mm-hmm. whatever, and they use that as a design choice. And it really is cool. And every time they would get close on characters, you would see that fuzz, that, mm-hmm. that. And I think I just couldn't stop staring at it and going, that's really clever.
Yeah.
Did you also notice that Embarrassment was when he got to speak finally, it was Stingray.
No.
Yeah, that actor
from
who we
Cobra
love.
Kai.
Yeah. Who shows up in all these things we
like.
Yeah,
I didn't realize. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was, I felt overall that I understand the emotions that they were trying to portray and just how growing up is so hard. And it just warms my heart. And I thought that this movie was, it was done perfectly.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed this.
The fact that the movie can make you feel, even though it's about a, you know, a girl going through puberty, mm-hmm. anybody can relate to this character.
Of course.
Which I think is great. It's very neutral in that sense. Let's not, there's not something here that someone's like, oh, it's not speaking to me. No, this character is everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can relate. Sure, the sports aspect, maybe not so, but that is a, I think the hockey use is a good analogy for anything.
Right.
That like, is the thing you know, that you enjoy.
Dancing, yes. Gymnastics, any kind of thing that, you know, you partake in, any of your extracurricular activities or future career paths, anything that it's like, but hers just happened to be hockey.
Yeah. I think a highlight joke in this movie is the secrets that you lock away.
Yeah.
And your embarrassing secrets and the multiple art styles used on these characters in that scene. Really funny.
Yes.
It actually stood out. Although I'm a little worried that we didn't stay to after the credits. So I don't know if there was another thing because there was one thing in particular not mentioned. Never got a closure from those characters.
Okay. I think I know what you mean.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if it was at the end of the credits.
Okay.
Or was that a setup? Because the characters also forgot, but they had done it in a way where it was like, oh, there's something here that we don't know about, which is interesting. And I don't know if it's something more of a metaphor, but I don't know. I couldn't clearly figure that one out, but it could easily be a couple things. And I think that's really cool. There is a very funny video game joke that I couldn't stop thinking of you during because I have my own that are like embarrassing crushes, and I couldn't stop thinking about you because you kept talking about Ryu Hayabusa, right?
Ryu Hayabusa is one of the hottest goddamn video game characters of all time.
It's so funny,
and I feel like I'm like, you know, in a different realm because there's got to be another person out there that
people know
that.
Oh, the whole Dead or Alive cast.
If you're playing Dead or Alive games, you will know that most of those characters are gorgeous. Yeah,
I will say that, sure, maybe not so much on Bass and
not Bass, not Brad Wong.
Who's the guy, the army guy?
That's Bass.
No, Bass isn't Bass
the big, he's the wrestler. I know. There's actually a couple more.
Oh, Bayman.
Yeah. He's, yeah, no.
Yeah, but maybe not so much those guys, but there's pretty much everybody else.
Most of them are very over-sexualized,
yes,
good-looking characters, all of them.
I'm sure a lot of kids went through their sexual awakenings playing that video game series.
Yeah,
I think so.
I was like in my 20s playing Dead or Alive, and I'm like, damn, this guy's fine. I don't think I should be thinking that.
I love that this movie touched on that as an embarrassment. Like, should I say this to people? Like, I find a video game character attractive? Like,
I know.
And I thought that is a really funny, clever, and obvious reference to the people writing this. Like, they know, and I think that's the brilliance of like the Pixar staff, because they have people on board who write these things that they go, let's put it all out on the line. Like, we know these things are a thing, and we know other people have this, and to even reference it
right
is kind of fantastic in itself.
Like, case in point is like Final Fantasy. They're all like ridiculously beautiful.
Yeah, and this character is exactly
like ethereal characters. Like,
what made me laugh is I kept thinking, what game were they trying to joke around about? And it could very well be Ryu, because it is a fighting game in the movie. But I also kept thinking of Soul Calibur, and I was like, yeah. I could see that whoever wrote this had also experienced this that you're talking about. So I thought that was very funny.
It's ridiculous. Like, all of these video game characters got like better looking as the games progressed. I mean, let's talk about Nightwing from Gotham, the Gotham game. I was like, what? Why is he looking so hot? This ain't right. But
he's
yeah.
got them booty pants. He every, all the women like.
Pants. He does. That,
and they know it because they're embracing something. That joke.
Them buns are like tight as hell. But anyway, we're getting off track here.
Are we on track? I think we're on track.
I don't know.
But yeah, that's the kind of stuff that is just really, really well done. Well done. Kind of just like, no, everybody was welcome into this yeah. idea, yeah. into these thoughts. And I will admit, like, there was, I think there was some, maybe, like, lulls in the movie where it just kind of felt, I couldn't help but think at first that was this originally going to be something else, like a TV show?
Huh.
You know, there was something about it that just felt less movie centered, but as the movie went on and got more and more serious, and some of those moments were just Riley in a penalty box in one scene is incredibly animated and looks so good, and you feel every moment the character's going through. And what I love about it too is I can't imagine most kids or teens really understanding this movie, but the people who are connecting with it, which I love the fact that adults really will understand the movie and yeah. it will hit them very hard.
I agree. Well, I was sitting next to some ridiculous giggling teenage girls.
You wonder why they even went to this movie.
Like, why'd you even, first of all, I don't know if they were giggling at the movie because there's nothing to giggle at, but or if they're watching TikTok, I don't know. But I don't understand why teenagers go to movies if you're just gonna sit there on your phones and
we all did it, but we
giggle. And no, we went to the movies to make out.
That, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But I mean, either way, like, come on, don't come to a movie if you just want to look at TikTok the whole time or whatever you're doing. It was annoying. I was like, oh man, you're taking like all the meaning out of this movie right now, you know?
Yeah, which is a shame. I was very emotional during some of this, and mm-hmm. I felt like you maybe were not appreciating it as much because of that.
Because I was sitting next to some dummies, and they were just giggling like fools. I'm like, okay, I feel like I'm sitting next to five-year-olds. Like, just don't come to the movies. Like, as much as I want people to, you know, support the theaters and go to the movies more, you teenagers, just stay the fuck home if you're going to sit there and act like assholes. It's just, it's pissing me off.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it is a shame, but it has been a thing forever with movie theaters. I've been, when I was a kid, I had been to so many, and I was also a part of that idiotic. I had done most of this stuff, so I understand, and I don't want to be that old person that's like, how dare they? But I'm like, I did that. You know, I understand. When you're young and you want to hang out, the best way to sneak away from your parents is in a theater.
Just go to the fucking mall, okay? Go to the mall. Get out of my theater. Don't sit next to me. Fuck off. Because I was just getting the two pissed off. I was getting pissed off, like, towards the end of the movie. I was like, these fucking girls, man. Like, I just wish I could just smack them.
Yeah. You know what I want to talk about, too, with the theater? Is I think I said this in the before, is that I got the tickets and it was already full.
Mm-hmm.
And we assumed that it was all kids. No, it was all teenagers.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of them did appreciate the movie.
Yeah, all of them were quiet and appreciative of the movie, except the jackasses sitting next to me.
Yeah.
So that always happens.
I mean, the people in front of me, I can hear them talking about the movie as well. But I don't know. There's also that nervous laughter, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've experienced that. I've seen people who do that where they don't know how to process the emotion that they're seeing, so they laugh.
Right.
And usually that is like that spreading disease, like
contagious.
Yeah, when you what's that thing when you there's like a thing that you do and it passes. Oh, yawn.
Yeah.
Like you yawn in the theater. It's the same thing with the nervous laugh when it makes someone else feel like they can nervously laugh. I remember we saw like Hereditary, and everybody, it was so creepy that people started nervously laughing.
Yeah,
and it was like a laugh.
That was a very crazy scene when her head got knocked off.
I don't even think it was that. It was like the end where the husband got set on fire. I'm sorry, spoilers for anybody who has never seen
this movie is incredible.
But yeah, in that movie, I just remember people laughing, and I think that happened here as well, where some people were laughing at things because it might have like emotionally connected, and they didn't know how to process it. And I think there was a little bit of that, and I can see that being a thing. And in theater experiences, that is a thing that you do experience in there, you know?
Yeah.
So that was interesting. But what are you going to give this movie on a score from 1 to 10, of course?
I really enjoyed this movie. I think it's at least an 8 for me.
Yeah. I did not have the waterworks that I normally will have.
That's why it's an 8.
I feel like I was definitely tearing up. There was some moments I was like,
yeah,
that is beautiful. And yeah. It is a beautiful conversation, and it is very clever and smart dialogue and great analogies. Definitely 8 for me.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, but sadness is the cutest thing on earth. She's so cute.
Sadness.
She is so cute with her glasses and her turtleneck. She just looks so cute.
I like the new members. I thought they were very funny.
Yeah, I did too.
There was a running joke about another member that's not in the movie, but only kept appearing once in a while, called Nostalgia.
Yeah.
And that made me laugh.
Yeah, it's cute. It was cute. I recommend this movie. I recommend it for sure. Because it was really, really cute. It was meaningful. It was sweet. It had all the elements that you want in a movie. The only thing that I would say is I'm not giving it a solid 10.
No.
Because it was missing a little something, but it didn't feel complete really, but it was a very, very good film. So
yeah. And I think that's what I was talking about, where feeling like, was this a part of things? Because I know that has become a thing where they want to make more stuff for Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that is happening with Moana 2, that apparently was going to be a show that they were like, no, make it into a movie now. So if the movie feels and seems weird when you see the trailer, it's because they definitely forced it into a sequel.
Yeah, you can tell. It was weird.
It does feel weird.
It didn't have... Like, this was the first time I saw the trailer for Moana 2, and I was like, this isn't hitting me.
Yeah. And I was wondering if that was maybe something that happened with Inside Out, because there was some setup in the beginning here that felt... Especially with the voice cast and stuff like that being changed, I think it there was something about it that just felt a little slower than it normally would have. It didn't have like jokes that were like never, like it just kind of played. And then I was kind of like, okay, this isn't really doing anything for me. And then that's when the movie flipped a little bit. And I think that's where the genius came in. But there was that first half where I was a little like, this isn't really hitting as well or landing as well as it should.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept pondering that idea of, was this something originally else that got changed? Which also could be with that first time director stepping in and all that. Like that, I do love that Pixar promotes within. Now it's your turn to shine and make a movie. And they've done that so many times. And I think it's great to see. If this is your first time, I'm very excited for more from this director. And this story, they wrote the story as well. So, I definitely strong recommend. Very, very happy. I don't think I've given something this high in a while since Dune 2. So,
yep.
I'm excited. I'm very pleased that we saw this. Yeah. Go check it out. Anything else to add at the end here?
No, I think that's it. I covered it. Joy's adorable, by the way. I love her. She's so cute.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Hit us on social media. Tell us what you think at Instagram, Just Another Movie Night, and Joe at The Crafty Misfit. We'd love to hear your opinions, your thoughts. We appreciate you for listening, and please have a good one.
What is that?
It's the sarcasm.
Sarcasm?
Boy, are we so lucky we ran into you guys.
Boy, are we so lucky we ran into you guys.
Wow, those guys are jerks.
Those guys are jerks.